Good morning. You're listening to KGNU Community Radio. This is Poco and Boco, people of color in Boulder County. I'm your host, Nikhil Mankekar.
And I'm Tracy Jones. Today we have the honor of guests from the Boulder County Bombers Roller Derby. In 2011, the Boulder County Bombers were founded by Bevolution, Lacey Vasive, Kid Vicious, and Dinah Fire. They set to work recruiting and finding a place to skate, organizing the Boulder County Bombers' first practice space. It was in the old sugar mill in Longmont, where there were bullet holes in almost everything, no heating, no cooling, and very little roofing. Since then, the Bombers have grown to over 100 people, including skaters, coaches, skating and non-skating officials, and volunteers. The Bombers joined the Women's Flat Track Derby Association in September 2013. Since then, the Boulder County Bombers has held a steady ranking in the 50s to 60s worldwide. Boulder County Bomber has three travel teams, the All-Stars, the Chartered Team, who plays for competitive rankings, the Bombshells are the B team, and the Screaming Mimis are the C team. All three teams travel in and out of the state of Colorado to play roller derby. In 2017, the Boulder County Bombers resurrected their Juniors League, and it is now thriving with the future skaters of roller derby. All skaters who pass their minimum skills test get drafted to a home team. The three home teams are the Shrapnellies, the Daisy Nukes, and the Night Witches. These teams face off against each other during the season, and the only one can be the league champion. You can come see us battle it out on June 23rd and July 7th to see who wins the 2018 championship.
And joining us today from the league are Dai Dai, Shaquilla, and Fury. Why don't we go around and have each one of you introduce yourselves. Tell us a little bit about you and how long you've been skating. Fury?
Hi, I'm Fury. I use my name to refer to myself, so I don't use pronouns. I've been skating with the league now. Actually, I just came up on my four-year derbyversary, so I got to celebrate with a couple other people who had started day one, phase one with me, and my lovely derby wife, who is also here today interviewing. And I first started after getting to view Rocky Mountain Roller Girls play an amazing bout. It took me about 6 years to actually begin derby after seeing that, but I knew that I wanted to after I saw them kick some serious ass.
And Dai Dai?
Hi, I'm Dai Dai Darlin, and I have been skating for 4 years as well. I started with Fury. We were day one, phase one together. And I started with a friend who kind of was just suggested it casually, like, hey, let's join roller derby. And I didn't even go to new recruit night. I was just like, I'm 100% in. I went, got all my gear, my skates, and just showed up to the first day and loved it.
And Shaquilla?
Hi, my derby name is Shaquilla. I started roller derby in October 2016, so I'm about to hit the 2 year line. I started, my inspiration was Dai Dai. She's my sister-in-law, and seeing all the changes and everything that happened, you know, on the process since she started roller derby inspired me to become part of the league. So yeah.
And Tracy, I haven't graduated to a grown-up derby name yet, and I've been skating since January, and I am in phase two. And I joined the roller derby to refine my strength and my voice after an assault. So I have found strength and inspiration in these lovely women, people, humans that skate.
Shaquilla, why don't you talk about the positive effects in your life since joining the league and what you get out of it?
Well, I have gotten a lot out of it. First of all, I got closer to my sister in law. I found a community of women that support each other, which is super important for me because I'm from Venezuela. I actually moved here from a different country in 2016, and I found this community that is actually helping me to learn what I don't know how to explain it. I'm sorry. To learn everything, I mean, about the power that we as women have, something that I didn't know before because obviously I come from a different culture. So I've been learning so much from this league.
Excellent. Dai?
Oh, what was the question?
Well, the same question is how's the league positively, what positive impacts in your life have you gotten since joining the league?
Okay, so I also have similar experiences to Tracy. When I moved to Colorado, I was escaping a very abusive relationship. And when I got to Colorado, I didn't know anybody, didn't have too many friends. I had one friend who was the one that coerced me into joining Derby. And I found power. I found my strength again and a community of just people to help me through the hard times and yeah, myself. Like, that was the biggest part. I found who I really was. I'm like, this is me. This is who I feel comfortable being.
Oh, and feel it.
I'm noticing a similar theme of finding power in Derby. And that being connected at times to being physically assaulted. And that actually is a connection for me as well. When I mentioned earlier that it took me 6 years after first seeing Derby to actually join Derby, I first viewed Derby while I was in a very physically abusive relationship. And I remember looking at the skaters on the track and just amazed at the fact that women could be so empowered, be so powerful and assured in themselves. And I knew I wanted to try that, but I wasn't in the space to seek it out at that time. And luckily, I did have a lot of support when I did join Derby. And that empowerment has been a huge part of making me feel grounded, centered, and supported by this just amazing community of people who, I mean, we've got single parents who are on the league who go to work all day or go to their second job, then show up to Derby and their kids are running around and they still make, you know, the time to do it. Everybody's tired. Everybody has other commitments and we still come together and get to band together in this way. And honestly, the community is the biggest positive that I've gotten out of Derby. It's really supportive.
I agree. I had just joined Derby and two of my Derby sisters accompanied me to court to support me. And that meant the world because it's difficult to stand up. So we're going to move forward and ask a few questions. Have you experienced any racial issues while skating with the Boulder County Bombers? I'll start with Dida.
I have not, but also I, you know, if you see me, I know in the radio you can't see, but I don't look Hispanic necessarily 100%, and I don't really sound it, as you can tell. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people don't know that I'm Hispanic until I bring it up and I'm like, hi, yeah, I'm from Venezuela. So I have not.
Does that come into play with like people don't think you're Hispanic, so they say things around you that they wouldn't say around people?
And I've had that happen a lot before, but not in roller derby.
Okay.
So I have not experienced that here.
This is Fury. I have experienced, specifically just with one skater, some issues around racial microaggressions. The thing about microaggressions, especially to someone who's not experienced in understanding what that means, is I feel like a lot of people who aren't people of color, understand what overt racism looks like. And it's the smaller, minute things that can happen on a daily basis that they don't realize or are not intentionally doing to do harm or hurt you. And so I did have one issue with a skater on our league. It was something that, you know, I actually did feel comfortable after a period of time approaching that skater and saying, hey, there are a few things that have been said. Can we talk about it? And at the time, the skater and I chose to resolve it outside of the league parameters, basically, and just try to deal with it on our own. And I do wish that we had utilized the supports of the league. We have a really growing, wonderful HR protocol and process. It's really supportive now. And I feel like if we had actually like pursued that route instead of trying to unskillfully navigate this on our own, we probably would have come to a resolution much quicker. It took us about a year and a half of awkwardly trying to mediate our own conversations. And the onus was on me as someone who was hurt to kind of educate this person. And so that came with a lot of feelings and hesitancy on my part. So I really do feel like, you know, if this were to happen now, there would be 100% league support and the help of our HR department to mediate that. But it did come to a resolution. The skater and I are fine, and we've actually grown much closer together since then.
This is Shakilia again. I have experienced, like Fury was explaining, you know, microaggressions, for example, you know, nodding when you're speaking. I have a strong accent, so sometimes people tend to nod instead of trying to listen to me. But that's something that I haven't approached to anybody. I think that's something that people will realize that they're making me feel uncomfortable. And if I feel that, you know, that I have to talk about it, I will. But so far, it hasn't been that bad.
So kind of the dismissive, patronizing, yep.
Yeah.
I hear you, but you can see that they don't have a clue of what you're saying.
Exactly.
I understand.
And so with these issues coming up, it sounds like lots of microaggressions and more on that level. What would you say is the racial and ethnic makeup of the league? How many people of color do you have in the league, and how many people are in the league total approximately?
I will answer this question.
Okay.
The people of color in the league are represented here in this studio.
Okay. And how many? And how big is the league? Just
above 100 people.
About 100 people.
Okay. And there are four of us. One, two, three, four. But this is an encouragement to other people of color in Boulder County to come check it out. It's a really welcoming and supportive community. I mean, and if you're like myself and you don't like the gym, like all that iron pumping and grunting, it's really a workout. Like, skating looks easy, but it is not. So we're going to move to the next question. What is the overall attitude towards people of color in the greater Derby community? I've been looking online and seeing a lot of conflict regarding assault and the support for and against it. What is the environment? Because I'm a newbie skater. I haven't been exposed to anyone but Boulder County. What would anyone care to answer?
I'm kind of new too, so I don't have much information about that other than what happened, you know, this last year.
Okay. I will say that the things that I've seen, at least in Boulder County, have been minimal. And if there is something, it has been dealt with quickly and with, in my opinion, expertise.
Yeah. Well, I can say that for Boulder County, I think there's not that issue. There have been some issues in the greater Derby community, but I can't really speak for it because I'm not directly involved or haven't been following it too closely. But I know for Boulder County, at least, I don't think that's an issue that we're encountering right now.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, there is the larger Derby community, and then there's what happens in our direct community. What I have noticed through just trying to get more information around what's been going on in the larger Derby community, one of the themes that I'm seeing come up is tokenization seems to be something that is a bit of a problem in the larger Derby community. You know, having on leagues few people of color and then them really getting tokenized at like, look at how inclusive we are, you know, and putting the spotlight on people. And that's, you know, that's separate from some of the other things going on, but worthy of mentioning that the tokenization is also a problem.
And so just let people know that there's multiple leagues in Colorado outside of Boulder County.
There's a lot of leagues.
Okay. I mean, how many would you estimate?
Just in our general area, we've got like Fort Collins, Denver Roller Derby, Rocky Mountain, Pikes Peak, Boulder County, really? 303.
Really?
Greeley, Slaughterhouse. So that's just like really really close by, and then there's...
Do you see it changing, like, the makeup, how many people of color get involved, like, in other leagues versus the Boulder County one? You said, well, I'm looking at the representation.
Yeah,
the studio
now. I think it represents kind of the community that you're surrounded by. So Boulder County does not have a lot of people of color, therefore we don't have a lot of people of color in our league, whereas you go to Denver, they probably have a little bit more diversity down there because Denver's more diverse. And Slaughterhouse probably doesn't have too much diversity because same reason, Boulder County doesn't have a lot.
Have you connected with any people of color in other leagues, like after matches or when you just go to watch and stuff? And
they're called bouts, by the way.
Bouts, okay. Well, have you connected with any other people of color in those leagues and maybe talked about some of these issues or seen what they've experienced?
Not necessarily. I know that when I went to Big O last year, I definitely talked to the Argentinian team and I was just kind of chatting with them just because they're from Argentina and I'm from Venezuela. And I was like, hey. And we were just talking about skating and skating in South America and whatnot. But I don't know. What about you guys?
This is Fury. I had a very interesting encounter, one away bout that we were playing where there was another person of color on the league that we were playing against who was mixed as am I. And it was a very uncomfortable situation where both of our teams were actually like, oh my God, you guys are twins. You all should talk. And so it was very uncomfortable being introduced to this person. But then I actually ended up having a really great conversation with them. And we did kind of discuss the fact that actually we look nothing alike. It was an opportunity to kind of discuss a little bit of, you know, how it was funny and also uncomfortable and maybe inappropriate for us to have been introduced in that way. But she was actually really cool. And so that was really the only opportunity that I had to chat with someone in that way.
You are listening to KGNU and this is Poco and Boco. I'm Tracy.
And I'm Nikhil. And today's guests are from the Boulder County Bombers Roller Derby League. We have Dai, Shaquilla, and Fury joining us. And so this is a big, globally, this is a big sport, maybe much, even much more so than in the United States. I mean, I think the biggest presence of roller derby in countries like New Zealand and Australia, it's quite big. There's places in the EU. I mean, in your league, do you go out and do bouts? Do you get to travel much and you know, both stateside and talk a little bit about that?
What team are you playing for?
So this is Dai, and I play for the All-Stars, and we have, we don't have too much traveling this season, but we have been to Cincinnati and we're going to Pittsburgh next month. And then, but the Mimis have been doing a lot of traveling, so how about we let Shaquilla talk?
I'm with the Mimis. The Screaming Mimis is my team. And we had this season, we already have 7 games, I believe, that we have to travel. And they're within distance, you know. We go to Salina, Topeka in Kansas this year. And we got to go to New Mexico and play with the, what is her name? I forgot right now. And then, yeah. But it's very fun to travel with, you know, with your team and going to meet other leagues and see how they experience their roller derby in their little towns, because, you know, it's different what we do here and how we live here in Boulder and how they live in Salina, Kansas, which is amazing to learn everything from everybody.
Hi, this is Fury, and I skate with our Bombshells, our B team, and we've traveled to similar places as the All-Stars. So we're going to be going to Pittsburgh and Kansas coming up next month, and then we've already been to Cincinnati, as Dai was mentioning, and that was a lot of fun. What a like welcoming league. That was really awesome. It's so nice to be able to get to connect with other leagues, and just I've never really had a bad experience as far as another league being like warm and welcoming and wanting to connect with you. And so that's been a really great part of being the travel teams.
That's great. I mean, what would you say is the representation of people of color and underrepresented people in some of the other leagues you've seen as you've gotten to travel?
Well, last time we went to Salina, we had this. There was this amazing jammer, and she was a lady of color, and she was 50 years old, and she was amazing. I mean, her strength, her everything. That, and in New Mexico, I got to play with a couple of Hispanic people too, and yeah, I mean, you see your people around, you know, and you always find them. We always find each other.
When we were in Cincinnati this season, I would actually say that the team that the Bombshells played against, they seem to have significantly more representation of people of color on the league. Probably around 50% of their skaters were people of color. And actually, their amazing jammer, who I very much went up to fangirling and was like, please tell me how you are so strong, was a person of color. And we kind of related about that a little bit, about you know, being involved in a sport that very much you have the impression of it being inaccessible to people of color, you know, for cost and representation and things like that. So I had a great conversation with her, and I really hope to still connect with her and get to learn how to be as awesome as she is one day.
Amazing. So you can catch the Boulder County Bombers here at the Boulder County Fairgrounds. There will be a bout on June 23rd and on July 7th. So if you want to see us and come support, that would be awesomely amazing. And again, I want to invite any people of color in Boulder County to come join us. Come check it out. It's a lot of fun, ladies.
All right. Well, I want to thank Dai-Dai, Shaquille Young-Fuli from the Boulder County Bombers thing, and Tracy Jones as well, my co-host, Skater as well. And thank you for joining us today. You're listening to Poco and Boco, People of Color in Boulder County on KGNU Community Radio. I'm your host, Nikhil Mankekar.
And I am your host, Tracy Jones. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.